So the pharaoh is the one who marches out at the head of the army and marches back with them, right? And he is the one who is responsible for divine order. By the pharaoh acting properly, divine order is assured in Egypt. So, for example, the pharaoh makes sure that the right offerings are given in the temples so that the gods will look favorably upon him and the army. So it's this triad of you be nice to the gods, the military will go out and win, you come back, you give your donation to the temple, the pharaoh has assured that divine order is established, and it just keeps on going. So you want a big army, you want good religion, and you want the pharaoh at the head of it all. Fine. Egypt had it all figured out. Enter Akhenaten, the heretic pharaoh who is going to change everything. Now, let me say this. Change in Egypt was nothing to be welcomed. Egypt was the most conservative country in the history of the world. Now, why? There are several reasons. Let me start with one. Remember when we talked about burial practices? That in the earliest days, the Egyptians were buried in sand pit burials? And that eventually, the body would be mummified naturally because it was hot and dry. It dehydrated the body. But also eventually, the sand would blow away and there would be a natural mummy. Well, I think that gave rise to the belief that maybe nothing ever changes. Think about it. You bury someone in a sandpit burial, 1,000 years later the sand is blown away, and there is a person, still recognizable, after 1,000 years, that if you had known him, you would have said, ah, that's Amenhotep. A recognizable human being after 1,000 years? That leads to the idea that perhaps with death, nothing really changes. There is a sense that it just continues in a different level. This is why I think of all the people of the ancient worlds, the Egyptians were most preoccupied with life after death. This is why they mummified, to preserve the body for the next world, because it was just going to be a continuation of this world. You were literally going to get up and go again in the next world. That's why your body had to be preserved. So even in the religion, we get a very, very strong sense of nothing changes. Now, also in the realm of art, change was not to be desired. Now, you're going to find this as absolutely shocking, but there is no word in the ancient Egyptian language for artist. No word for artist. No word for art. Why? Because they didn't view it as art, believe it or not. I mean, you walk into a museum and it's fabulous art, but they didn't view it as art. Let me explain. Think about this. If you walk into a museum and see a statue from the time of Sneferu, Old Kingdom, 2500 BC, you immediately recognize it as Egyptian art. No problem. It's an Egyptian statue. It might be this pharaoh striding forward, you know, muscular, broad shoulders. Well, that's 2500 BC. 1,000 years later, 1500 BC, time of Queen Hatshepsut, King Hatshepsut, same thing. Pharaoh striding forward, looks exactly the same. 500 BC, same thing. Pharaoh striding forward, they never change the art. So when you walk into Egypt, you know, into an Egyptian section of a museum, you're looking at 3,000 years of art, and it's all the same. It never changed, never. Now, why didn't it change? The answer is, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Egypt was on top of the world, on top of the world. And they wanted to keep everything the same. So, for example, if in an Egyptian temple you needed a new statue of maybe the god Bes, you trotted out the old statue and you told the sculptor, copy it. So the artists weren't viewed as artists. They were called sculptor, painter. They were basically just copyists. Creativity was never valued in ancient Egypt. Never. You weren't supposed to be creative. Nobody ever came to the pharaoh and said, hey, I've got a new idea for a new statue. No way. Do it the same way. We're doing just fine. There is a very, very interesting sort of discussion in Plato, the Greek philosopher Plato, of Egyptian art. I don't know if you know it, but Plato was opposed to art. Didn't like art. Didn't want art. Now, why didn't Plato want art? Because art is illusory. Plato is a philosopher who wants truth. And whenever you get a really good sculpture, well, it looks like the person. It looks like a real person, and that's falsity.